We are in Daf Samar Gimel Amal Alef. Two dots, about 15 lines from the top. Omar says in the Mishnah, Hamekabli Olav Be'elaha, he accepts this person as a getchke, as a idol, or Ha'oimeloi, he tells him, Eliyahu, you're my God. We had the whole discussion before when we say just by saying it alone already means that it's other. When do we say that unless he actually worships it? So we said Adi Machlekes or Yisrael Mumin all that. Amar Nachman, Amar Rabbu, Amar Da. Says Nachman Rabbu and Rabbi. He says Kivon Sha'amal. As soon as he says to him, Egli Ata Chayv. As soon as he says to him that you're my God, you're Chayv, even though he didn't actually worship it. So Gemara Lamai, what do you mean is Chayv? For what? To what end? Ilik Tala. If that he'll get killed, Masnisi. That's clearly the Mishnah. Ha'omer. And it's Chayim Issa. Ella le carbon. What you're adding to the mission is that if it's B'shegig, you bring a carbon. Va'afilu le Rabbanon. So you might ask a question. Even according to Rabbanon, which Rabbanon? We can have an argument between Rabbanon and whether a lav, she'ein by mice, like Megadif. A Megadif is just words, right? He curses. Does he bring a carbon chattas because it's a laver without a mice? So here also. And the Rabbanon did say, no, you're not chai, because it's the only words. And Rabbi Kiva said, you're chai, because words are also considered a maisa. So are you telling me that even though over there there's machlekes about a god, when it comes to the Zohar, the Rabbanon amoide, that you're going to bring a korban chatas for a shagig, just by words? But Tanya, we learned, ain't a chayiv. It says in the Braisa, you're not chayiv. By chatas, it says, va'osa, we had it before, va'osa. Achas mikom mitzvah Hashem, or we had v'osa achas meino. So v'osa achas mikom mitzvah v'osa. When he chayv a korban chatzah, Chacham say only when osa, when there's an asiyah, when there's a physical doing. Ein a chayv ala dover shes b'maisa. You're not chayv unless you did a maisa l'moshel zibuach and kitter by avodah zarah, shechting or roasting or v'nisach or pouring v'ishtachavo and bowing down. Now bowing down is sort of an in between. It's not a full maisa. Nor is it like dibur. It's much more than dibur. You're actually crouching down, you're bowing down. But on the other hand, you're not doing anything, creating anything, or affecting anything outside, or just bending your body. And yet, when it comes to bowing down, it only fits in the court of Rabbi Kiva. Man tana v'ishtachava. Who's the one who learns ishtachava? You bring a korban chatzos. This is only Rabbi Kiva. The Amar says, le'bein ma'isa, you don't require ma'isa. Miklal is obviously, you can infer, the rabbanu sovri bein yiduni ma'isa. So, l'chayda, so when you said, that when you say to a person, Eliyata, that you have to ring a korban chatas, according to who you're talking about. So the Gemara, you're right. Ki korban rav nami, Rabbi Kiva korban. He's saying, go to Rabbi Kiva, hold that dibur is a maisa, so that you bring korban chatas. Ring Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, pshita, hainu megadis. So what are you telling us new? If we just compare it to megadis, there it's words, here also it's words. Yeah, we don't need no chiddush of rav. I mean, it's obvious. Yeah, and knowing that once you know that mishtachava, which is more than just dibur, you already bring a korban, and according to Rabbi Kiva, surely just saying words. So he holds Rabbi Kiva yechayv. So here also, the Gemara. Now I would thought at kan lekayim chayra kibur korban al megadim. Maybe megadim is unique. Why the chesiv be it says kodesh? There it says kodesh. And because it says Kodesh is right next to the Pasuk of Chatos, so therefore we say whoever's Chayv and Kodesh is Chayv and Chatos, so even though you didn't do a Maisa, just words, you're Chayv. But over here, maybe Ishtachavo is sort of a partial Maisa, okay, you're Chayv, but just Dibur alone. Aloch Laksibi Kodesh, Emele Kamashalon, the Iskusha Ishkes, that we're actually going to compare to Ishtachavo. We're going to compare saying that Eliyata to Ishtachavoloi. By the eagle. What happened by the eagle? It said by the eagle that they bowed down, and they said, "Ela Elahecha Yisrael." So we see that speaking is like, and it said, "Vayizbuchol and the shechter." So they did all those three things. You see, Vayishtachvelo, they bowed down to the eagle. So Vayizbuchol and the shechter to Vayyemer, and they said. So we see, they're all three similar activities. That's so. Even according to Kibbutz, there's a chiddush involved. We would have thought it's limited to Megadim and commercial heroes as well. Yeah. The only time a kibbutz that you're not chayiv is if it was hirud. That's where not called a maisa. So now you brought up egling. What is an interesting thing? Omer Rabbi Yechin. Now this gemara is only going to the shlokish who says that that what do you call it? That the shtachava goes according to Rabbi Kiva. But according to Rabbi Yechin, who holds that Yishtachavo is not a kibbutz chachamim because words is only the time chacham argue, but bending down is considered a maisa. Even though it's a maisa, it's a smaller, but it's a maisa, then this whole gemara goes contra b'kibbutz chachamim as well. Not a problem. Amar Rabbi Yechon, ilmolei vav. It's not a pasuk. Eile lehech yisol asher helucha mitzrayim. This is the God that took you out of Mitzrayim. I mean, just think the chutzpah that. But this is this golden calf that took you out of Mitzrayim. There's a vav missing in that word. So it says shehelach. It's ilmolei vav. Shebehelucha had not been for the vav. Sorry, there is a vav there. Vav means that there's plural. Huh?
Hamalcha?
No. So here, the thing today was Eilelecha Ashehelucha. There was a vav there. Vav is in plural. There wouldn't have been a vav. It would have been helcha lashon yochid. The eagle zav did it on its own. Would have been much worse. They're saying the eagle zav together with others. Now the Eibishter was there also, but we're also saying the eagle zav. So it sort of mitigated a little bit. Says the Gemara, Yolomole, had it not been vav shebelucha, had it not been that if vav in elucha is chayvu disheim shay Yisrael clear, then all the Eden would have been deserved to be annihilated. Because this kfira, they completely wiped out the Eibishter from they removed the Eibishter, eradicated the Eibishter from anything. So the Gemara, Ketanoi, it's Eibishter Machlek Tanoi. Achedim Oimrim, there are others who say, Ilmoli vav shebelucha, the Achedim say, if not for the vav, this chayvu disheim shay Yisrael clear, all deserve to die. What's better now? Let's say they had a vav. So they're saying that the golden calf together with the Eibishter. That's called shittuf. Shittuf is also asif. Shem Shemayim. That anybody is mishatif Shem Shemayim. V'dover acher together with an avodah zara ne'akim min ha'olam deserves to be removed from the world. Shenemar. It says in the pasuk that if bilti l'Hashem levada, you have to be that you're not l'shach avodah zara only to the Eibishter himself. You're not even joining something else with the Eibishter. Elamatam alam. So why say asher halucha? So it really makes no difference if they're involved or didn't involve. So why does it say asher halucha levav? She'ivu eluhus harbe, that they wanted other getkes involved. They had such an intense desire for avodah zarah that they even then accepted not only the golden calf, they accepted others as well. That's why it says asher halucha. Who's they? Others are not even here. And that's where they came from. Ki when we say hey, I'll be mishatif to anything else today, Eibishter is talking about another God, not talking about another thing. Could be fine sometimes, you know, today your attention brings down to Eibishter and to Gidon. You bring the same sentence, so you see that you're allowed to be mishatif of something with Eibishter, just another God. Nobody has thought that you're going to believe in Gidon. He said, on everything you get malchus, all the avodas you get malchus chutz, except hanoide b'shmoi, if you swear in the name of the avodas zara or hamekayim b'shmoi, or you carry, or you make a vow, a shavua, in the name of avodas zara, you don't get malchus. Why? Because the chayin is dibur. Why do you tell me that these words you don't get malchus? Because it's a lav shem maisa. It's a lav shem maisa. No, there's other words also shouldn't get malchus. Hani nami lav shebichlalusu. It's a lav shebichlalusu. When you have one lav that carries in it many different other lav, you don't get malchus because it's not a specific lav. And we have a rule, you don't get malchus on a lav shebichlalus. And here you have one lav that you shouldn't serve avodah zarah. Look how many kinds. There's all kinds of avodah, you know, like kissing, I'll embrace, and I'll do this and that. So there's so many lav coming out of it, you don't get malchus. Where do you know the whole concept of lav shebichlalus? How do you know? Because we're going to bring you one pasuk that teaches you so many disparate dinim. How do you know lo oichel min abehema, that if you eat from a behema koydim shetetei nafsha, the behema is still jumping around. You shechted it, but still jumping around. You're not allowed to eat from it. Shubaloisa, so you get a malchus, because it says, what do you call it? You shouldn't eat when the blood is still there. The blood is in the sham, and the sham is still there. Dover achar, the dover achar leisoichlu al adam leisoichlu bus. Another law you learn from here. Leisoichlu adam leisoichlu bus of a dying dam is doma kachim. And you're not allowed to eat the kachim if there's still a little bit of blood. You spray it, sprinkle in his bed with a little bit of blood left in the pot. You have to wait till it's all completed. Rabdeisam and menayin hainosh aim varin al harugei bezin. How do you know that you don't make, you know, you sort of have raw by a oval. How you know you don't do that by a haruge bezin? Don't eat when the blood was sentenced by a bezin. And how do you know? So how do you know that you don't eat anything all the day when you're about to sentence somebody to death? Yeah. So we see you learn four different, another fifth one, as Horel Ben Seder Moedim Minayin. How do you know that the Torah says, yeah, Ben Seder gets punished, but how do you know that the Loi Ono Shalom Ken Hizeh, where do you have the Horel for a Ben Seder Moedim? Loi Seich Ladam is as Horel Ben Seder Moedim. In other words, don't eat if the eating is going to bring you to be killed. And that's if he eats a Tatim or Shalbosar and he drinks a Luk Shalyayin, or Luk Shalyayin, that's what happens. So we see from here that if you have one pasuk l'seichel adam, you learn five different disparate avedas from there. That is, you don't get malchus for because the lav shebecholos. So l'cheir over here also. How come you get malchus on all of those things? The lav shebecholos. Yeah. Then you want to write ella kiosir ravin omer ablaza punk forget al kulan einu leker. You don't get malchus or lav shebecholos, but what do you get malchus for? Chutzman, I know you did b'shmei, I'm a kaim b'shmei, you make a neder or a shua in the name of Eidus Adi, you will get malchus. I luchayd is a lav shebecholos. Let's go to Kodesh Rabbi Akiva. Ma'ish no ahana do loki of lav shebecholos, hani nami lav she'ein b'maisa ninu. Ahuk Rabbi Yehuda ma lav she'ein b'maisa loki love. All we say, we go to Rabbi Yehuda holds that lav she'ein b'maisa, you do get malchus. The Tanya we learned, why do we jump to Rabbi Yehuda and not rather say this is Rabbi Akiva who holds that talking is considered a maisa? The time you learned, Lo says, where do you have a machlekes? We'll have a more makas. Where do you have a machlekes of a lav she'ein b'maisa? So we have a machlekes if by noisa. You don't get malchus by noisa, but the question is, why not? Is it because it's a lav hanitik lasei? The Torah says you should burn the leftover noisa, or is it because it's a lav she'ein b'maisa? Says the Gemara, the time you learned, let's see the men abayke. Don't leave it till morning. Boah, cost of lit nasei achaloisa. Can't you want to say achaloisa? The lema tell you she'ein leikin love. You don't get malchus because it's a lav hanitik lasei. Rabbi Yehuda. Why doesn't Abihuda say this Pashat Lav Shame Bemaisa? Is that I heal Lav Shame Bemaisa? You will get Malchus. The only reason you don't is because of Lav and it's glass. You can fix it up. David Abihuda. Rabbi Yaakov says, Loim Min Hashem Uze. That isn't the reason why. And the rule is, V'chol Lav Shame Bemaisa ain't like your love. Because Rabbi Yehuda, so Abihuda personally holds, like your love, you get Malchus. Okay, you have time to start saying Rashi from now on. Tell you what, if you swear in the name, or if you make a vow in the name of the Getchka, or if you swear in the name of Getchka, you get Malchus. How do you know them? And all the time we learned, it says in Pasuk, you should keep my names and don't mention other Getchka. It says in Pasuk, v'shem Elohim achedim lo yisaskiru. Don't mention other idols, and it shouldn't be heard through you. So what did we learn from here? Shalo yoimer adam lechaveira. A person should not say to his friend, "Shomerly, wait for me." But sad avodah complain. Wait for me next to this church or next to this avodah zara. You shouldn't know the name of another god should come out of your escape your mouth. Forget about anything else. Even just saying it. Then it says, "Lo yishama picha," shouldn't be heard through your mouth. Shalo yoder bishmoi. You shouldn't swear in the name of avodah zara. But lo yekayim bishmoi. You shouldn't make a vow. You shouldn't swear. Nor should you go, so see, I'll go into business with a guy, should, because you're going to cause others to swear in the name. Rashi. Shomer Lee Hampton, wait, don't cause even a guy to swear in the name of the idol. Even for sure, even a guy. Unfortunately, I don't remember the answer. What do you need a posse for? Look, evil sin and Michel. Since a guy is not allowed to worship idols, one that I miss him, then he's not allowed to go for evil. What do you need a pasuk tell me? Don't leash leisham apicha. Yeah. Gevaita. Novenach another pshat leisham apicha as hore. This is our hore. Lemesis or lemediach. You shouldn't convince others to follow avayda zara. That's leisham apicha. Through you, people are going to mention the name of avayda zara. But he wanted maces, but it says mefedish in the pasuk by maces that v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'ro. They should all watch what happens, the punishment to the maces, and they should see what happens, and nobody should follow him. So we already know from there, and no one should follow him. So there's a fresh Yisrael, no one should become like a maces. Elaz hori le mediach. That's hori is for mediach. Somebody go by nina dachas. V'lo yigra emar lachedim she yidru b'shmoi. You shouldn't cause others to swear, to make of, what do you call it, to swear a neder in the name of Geshko. She kaimu b'shmoi. He's misayele. This supports Avu d'shmoi, the father Shmuel. The father Shmuel said, "Asur la'odom sheyasa shut v'zemecham." It's forbidden for a yid to have a partner or goy. Why? In case you ever have a dispute, you end up in goyish court. And shema yizchayiv l'shvu. Could be the goy has to swear to the yid. V'nishban, who will he swear? And he'll swear by vaydik chacham shalai in his gashke. And v'atayda amra lo yishama al picha. Shouldn't be heard through you. Okay, actually, it's bring my chleikis to show you. This is the isema hatayda. Sorry? Yeah, so then today the reason why we're much more makel is because they don't really swear to their gods, even though they're Christians, they believe in a god. When they swear, they don't think about their god. That's generally the heter. And the question whether there's a hatayda, the rabbanon here it sounds like hatayda, but the gemara Shabbos we had tasteli. After Kufi Chesed, they all these, you know, give me credit. And one of the things he said, give me credit, I never made a partnership with a guy. If it's my mitzvah, it's an Eastern Teraisa, why give me credit? And so when there's an ayah, it's only the Rabbanon, and this is only a Chumra. Okay, look at Taisis actually. Look at Taisis, the middle of Taisis where it says, the Komok Mizmanazay. You see right in the middle, there's a Gimel. Come back and nevertheless, but man is that today. Kula nishboim b'kotchin shulhem, ain't toysi b'hem elukus. They all swear the holy things, and they're not talking about their God. Avi shemashem maskin imam sheshemayim kavlos avelacher. Even though they are thinking about other things, come back and ain't the shame avoid the chum. That's not the name of avoid the zora. Remember, the Yisrael lo yishama apichi inalad. It says the pasuk yedin inalad. Have the name of avoid the zora. And they're not thinking of that name. It says v'shem elhim achedim lo yishaskiru. They just say God, even though they might be thinking when they say God something else, because the name they're interesting. Because the name they're using is the name that we use. So therefore, that's not the iser of v'shem elhim achedim. The gam daitim lo yishas shemayim, and they're also thinking about the Eibushter himself. Though they're thinking about their getchke as well together with the Eibushter. Lo yashchid osel ligin lachem mishatif. Says Tesis. Let's say Shittif is also by a goy. It's Machlekes if it's Shittif by a goy. Let's say it's also by a goy, but there's no Issa to be goyim a goy to Mishatif. There's an Issa to be goyim a goy to worship Avodah Zarah, but not to be Mishatif. So they say they swear in their God. So first of all, the word itself is nothing wrong. Even though you tell me to have a mind, the other thing, but it doesn't matter. The word itself is wrong. Second of all the thing about the Abishta and their other God, Trinity. And therefore, it's not the. I believe in the Ivid. What about the Ivid? The Bnei Noach lo huzur al kach. So Tesis holds that Bnei Noach do not have the Iser of Shittuf. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, you're not allowed to mention a church's name. You're not allowed to say to a friend, why don't you meet me in the corner in front of that church? Says the Gemara that, you know, based on the Zohar, so there's once a story. He also, Ulu was traveling, Bas, he slept over in a city called Kalnaboy, which also happens to be the name of the Zohar. In fact, that was the reason where the name of the city was, because they had big Avodah Zarah there. And that's the name of the entire city. Amalei Rav, Heicha Basma, where did you sleep last night? Amalei Bekalavai. Amalei, how can you say that? Vaksiv, Hashem, Alim, Hashem, Azakiru, Shulman, Gashkas. Amalei, Hocham, Yechen, Kol Avodah Gacham, Aksu, Betayda, Mutala, Haske, Shema. Any Avodah Zarah that's recorded in the Tayda itself, if the Tayda can mention it, you can mention it. Tayda, what about Heicha, Ksiv, so where do you find Kalnaboy? Or boy, or nevoy, or something mentioned in the Torah, Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Kora Baal, that the Baal bent down, and Kora Baal, and Koides nevoy, and the nevoy excreted or spat out. So therefore, we see right over there that Avodah Zarah is mentioned. If it wouldn't have been written, we're not allowed to mention Avodah Zarah. Must it? Mishal has a question. It says regarding you have to see three zavas before you cut three emissions before you become a full zav. You saw one long zav, long enough that it could have been three merubah, so long kishalosh, like three, which is the distance it takes time to walk from a place called Magdi Yonlishila and Magdi Avodah Zarah to the city of Shilosh and state to Vila is the equivalent. Of two dibishne swung and two towels, ha raise the zov gummer. It's a zov gummer. If the mission kicks so long, it's a zov gummer. So Luchaydi mentioned Avodah Zarah. Amravina, God nami michta ksivi. That Avodah Zarah is also mentioned. Magdin is also mentioned. The ksiv it says, ha orchim, those who set up, la gade, shulchim. They set it for the Gaita table. That's why he says you're not allowed to make a table the night. Some people should make the night before Bris Milah. They set up a table for Mazel Tov or something full of food. Not anybody should eat it. And Shlomo says it might be a problem of Orchim Lageid Shulchan. They prepare for this Getchke Gaid a table. That's the Rashi. So, boss, become by Lonboy, he said, that city, in the Kaz Shem, in the name of the city, is named after the Vajazara. Ro Achim Rubishal, Zov Shiro, Ria Rucha, one long one, Shushafea. It was flowing for Gimel Ria, Shinasa, Ben Zov Gomer, became a total Zov, Shukim Magdayan, Lishila, Kishir, Mahalach, it takes this, it takes a walk, Ma'isa, Vajacham, Shishma Gideon, Achille. Shain State, Villa, is Vishnei Svugin, that's two times going to Mikvah and Tushmata, Shakain Nosa, Chomashir, the Chom gave a share between Ria and Ria. What should the average share between Ria and enough time to go to the Mikvah? And wipe yourself. Towels to wipe yourself. Can they lick by the stop big by Luntis to go to Mikvah and then wipe yourself with a towel? The Hinder Ben Real, the Shiny Lishnia, Tvila, the Safarik, the Chain Meshnia Lishlisha. So if he had a mission, didn't stop that length of time. And how long is that? How long it takes? So he says, it says in the positive, Christ is Nitris when he, I guess, he urinates or defecates. Kalaymer, Kod al Birkov, he crouches on his knees. The Nitris, the Hinder Litsinusa, the Shtoy Bikra. The Pasik is making fun of that idol. Says more about Omar Rabbi, where are we? Omar Nachman Nachman, call it Sinusa Siddha. You're not allowed to be a let's, you're not allowed to be, you know, mock things. But you're allowed to mock up with the Zodah, the Shai Mutta, the Chsiv, because in the Pasuk itself it mocks it. The Chsiv, it's in the Pasuk that, Korad Baal, this Havoy the Zodah, you know, this Havoy the Zodah bows down, and Kaidis Navoy, and it goes ahead and urinates. It's making fun of those other, you know, saying, oh, you guys think that you can do something. Says another pasuk, Korsu, Koru, Yagda, they squatted and they crouched together. Le Yochlu, Malad Masa. They couldn't continue walking with what, you know, what they had built inside them, so they had to defecate and so on. So my voice is made out of wood, stones. Obviously, he's making fun of it. Uksiv says another pasuk. Says Dibru, I want you to speak La Goloi's base oven. I want you to speak to the calves, the base oven. Your guru Shochen Shaimlin ki Ovlov Amik. They're all mourning of it. Uchmarav and its priests all of your Gilo Kvoide. They're happy with its covered ki Golam in Manu, because it went to exile from them. So Al Tikra Kvoide. Don't say it's covered. Ella Kvoide. They say that it became very heavy because of its, what do you call it? It had to, in the bladder, it had to release it. Rashi. So, and all these descriptions are all just mocking them that, you know, what are you bowing down to? Just a stone. Rashi. The Getchke can no longer contain themselves and they had to splatter out. The wagons in base care, your goyu shaker shaman, your dog shaker shaman, guys, you should worry. You should be scared. The neighbors are shaman, and key, Ovil, Olav, Amma, you should get them some head of the air, he'll take it. Uchmarav, shay, nice, but the priest used to carry this Getchke, so happy. Olav, Gilu, Shasmechem, Al Kovid, Masa, Shigolam, him. They're happy that he took away this heavy weight from them. Ela Kavede, Masa, Agvoisa, Vareya, Shabahan. The weight of all the dung that's inside them. I've got the lab al chaim in the living. Englem reyim mishtoy b'kral le'elshinai. It's just making fun. Amar abit chamay d'chsiv. It says in the pasuk that you guys continue to sin and you made all these geshke. V'ata yosif alach to v'yaslem masechi. You made an idol. Mikaspam from their money. Ketvunam atzevim. My ketvunam atzevim. What do you mean ketvunam atzevim? What do you mean they like the form? I'd save him, made them depressed. What are you talking about? So we say, Melamed, Shekol Echav Echad, Osa Demusi Rosai, every single person used to make an image, a painting, of their idol, Umanicha Bekisa. And they used to carry it in their wallet. Whenever they remembered, they thought about their idol, Maitziyam Etecheke, they would take it out of the bosom, Umechapko Menashke, they would embrace and kiss it. That's how intense was their relationship with their Getchkes. And so that's what it says in the Pasuk. They made it a silver, ketvunasa matzevim. They put it inside the pockets. Then it says in the Pasuk, Zoivchei Oda Magoli Mishokin. It says in the Pasuk, Zoivchei Oda Magoli Mishokin. The people, they used to kiss the calves. What does that mean? This is what happened. The Mishorse Avoidus Kechavim, the priests over there, Noisnim Einem Bebali Mabin, they used to look at who's rich. They would starve their calves. They used to worship the calves, like in India they worship the cows. They used to start worshiping the calves. And then what they did was, they would then make an image out of whatever the image made out of this rich person that was there. They would place in front of the animals every time they would give them, put them to the trough and give them something to eat. They would have the image of this particular rich guy. Right? So the cow or whatever, the calves would become very friendly with that picture. They knew that person. Then they would take the calves outside and what happened was the calves would see, recognize the person that it saw, always saw the food, and would chase after him thinking he's getting more food. Look at them, this is brilliant what they do there. And they would start touching them. So the priests would turn to the Gevir and said, this idol has a personal relationship with you. Why don't you go ahead and shecht yourself to it, or shecht something to it, and give donations? Rashi, Marivim is a golem, balechayim, living animals. They used to worship them. Marivim noisim, they used to starve them. They used to musat zebem shabali moment. They used to make their image forms. Kolim betumus diyekim amidim. They used to start them, put it next to the trough. Shalag golem, machmashay royin. They said mus. Tommy doy makin noisim. Because they always saw, they all recognized it. Vrotzin nachrei, they chase after them. And mashri behind kolim echil, give us to eat. And the priest would say, the guy who wants you. Give them not the shecht, the person itself, the things that you shecht, the animals and so on. Says the Gemara, back to Rav. Oh, my Rav, says Rav. A golem yishkum, that was the shechting of the person, the golem with the kiss. A golem yishkum is by a chodin bayle. It should say, fakert, that that golem used to kiss that which the people used to shecht. The pasuk sounds like they shecht the person itself. So if chay odom sounds like they used to shecht the person itself, the pasuk is not reading correctly. Says Gemara, Rashi, zichay odom, mashal hoisa, shesof chodom, the animal that the person used to shecht. Lachayla golem yishkum, lachem, mekan la golem yishkum, afterwards kiss the golem yishkum, is by a chodin bayle, lahem, hey, makayim, maimim. They talk to the people, Agolim, Halalu, Noishkinschem, these calves are kissing you. Lizboyach Atzchelem, it sounds like he's saying, you guys should slaughter yourself. What's going on here? Ella Marova, this is a different Avodah altogether. This is like Melech we have. Melech, according to most, is you take your child through the fires. Here was an Avodah Zarah, he said, actually, shecht their children to the Getchkes. That's the kind of Getchke. That's what they say to the guy. Shecht yourself or your son to this Getchke. You just gave an unbelievable present. You gave your son to the Getchke. Now kiss the animal. You may kiss the bride. It says the pasuk there. The Anche Bavel. Also, sukkahs benois. What does it mean? They did sukkahs benois. My niu tanagol. Now we're going through a number of vajizadas. What exactly the vajizada is? The main vajizada called sukkahs benois. And what is it? This is Al-Kharif, it's a place where all these vajizadas. They had. It was a form of a tana. Where is it? Tanagolus, a hen. And that's what it's about down to. And it's called sukkahs benois. And the city of the people of Chus, they made a nargil. A nargil is what? Like a tarnagol, which is a rooster. Mainly a tarnagol. Then the people of Hamas, also they made a thing called Ashima. And what's Ashima? Mainly barcha karcha, a bald goat, a male goat. Has very little wool. Then it says, Avim, also the Avim, what did they make? Nivchaz, they made a vessel called Nizchak. Nivchaz, and there's Tartik, and the Tartik of my knee, what did they make? Kelev Chamar. They had an idol, a dog, and a donkey. Then it says, Vahasfarvim, Sarfim as B'nai, they used to burn their sons in the fire. La Adramelech, to Adramelech, Vahanamolach, Elehei Sfarvavim. Um, my knee, what were these Getchkes? Hapedet Vahasus, the mule and the horse. Adra Moloch. Why is it called Adra Moloch? The Adulay Lamare Bitina. They used to throw the heavy packages on this particular animal. That's how they worshipped it. So Adra Moloch would be like this. They used to put all these nice things around his neck. That the Anamalach, they used to take away, I don't know, something from inside. Rashi, let's see what Rashi, all these things are Rashi. It's a Pasik, Echad, Malachim. It's a Pasik, Sev Malachim. Bolison Umas, those nations, Shahishi, San Cherib, Shemin, Shemin, place in Shemin, Obiara, and the cities of Osul, Lehem, Avadi, Chavim. And they made Avodah Zarah. Tanagelas, Lidmus, Tanagelas, the formed image of a Tanagelas, a Yaidin, will shine him, Kain, Tanagelas, Sukkot's Bar, that's what it's called, Sukkot's Bar. Barcha Karcha, Eis, Barcha, Kodu, Colts on any sheep, Eis, Kodu, Le Karcha, Bold, Al Shem, Shain, Let's have so much wool. Navchen Kelvnech, a barking dog. The other Leila Mari, Mahadde, the Sadunya, they used to beautify it, and Mechabdoi, they used to honor it, and Mashlich, all the Masai, he used to put on his peckle. Shahai, so Litna, he had to carry on his own neck. Other Melech Mahadir as Malka is the Mahadir, the king, Kalayman as Adon of his master. Las is Lakain, the Sofa, but Esh Kamaya Savavim. They said the same thing. They used to burn like by the Savavim. Av Chiski Melech Yehuda, also Chiski, the king of Yehuda, Bikesh of his father was Achaz, who was a terrible Rosh. Remember before Yechikah tied him up to the back of a horse and pulled him in the streets. Las Lakain. Achaz wanted to burn Chiski of Avodah Zarah. Ella, so his mother did something unbelievable. She coated him with this ointment from a salamander. What in the world is that? And that protected him from the fires. Rashi, salamandra, chayek tana, small little creature. She yoytze metanur. It comes out of an oven. She aged by eres by sheva shalim. If there's a fire burning there for 7 years, this salamander comes out from there. Vasach medoma eino oishal. And somebody who smears himself with that blood, fire cannot, since it came out of fire after 7 years, fire cannot have any shlita over it. Uva achaz matzinu kosu gamez b'noya avi be'eishal. Matzinu ben el chizkiyo. Rashi had no other sons other than chizkiyo. And everyone asked Rashi, he had other sons. How can Rashi say we don't find any more? And even Tanachas had other sons. And they try to get different answers. It happened later on or so on. Anyway, imagine achaz wanted to kill burn chizkiyo in the fire. And his mother saved him. Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Yoydin ha-yizav yichav, Mishayim ha-mamish. Rav Yudah, the Eden worship of Yizav, but they knew Avodah Zarah was meaningless. So why did they do it? L'avdu, interesting model, L'avdu Avodah Yichav, you know why they did it? L'hatil ha-aroyiz b'frahesya. They had a terrible yitzhah for aroyiz. We had before tastes like an oinus. But they felt guilty. So they started worshiping Avodah Zarah to say, well, we don't believe in Abish anyway, so we don't have to keep his mitzvahs. So that's how they're able to get out of aroyiz. But not because they really believed in it. Rashi. So Yitzron talk from Allah Royis, the terrible Yitzhar of Royis. Omru Nifre call old Teda Malenu. Let's you know, throw away our yoke of Teda. Al Yechichenu Allah Royis. So they don't talk to us about that Royis. Ablavi Chavin Le Tok Yitzron had no Yitzhar for Avay Dezorah. They just did it to show they don't believe in the Abish anymore and leave us alone. So which is worse? The Royis or the Avay Dezorah? We'll have it in about 30 blocks. Yeah, we also had before that the Sanhedrin sat and took away the Yetzirah from Avodah Zarah, and they tried the rice and then the chickens stopped laying eggs and all that. Different gemaras, obviously. They were right there. Also, the Mishashi asked a question. What did he tell me? They didn't believe in it. It says, Kiskor b'nei mizbechoysam. Remember the children from Mizbechoysam. One brother, Ka'od Mishal Gaguin, Abnoi, Basavikabei. When they took away the Avodah Zarah, they had these pangs of yearning for the Avodah Zarah. They miss it like a father misses a son. What do you tell me they didn't have any feelings for the Avodah Zarah? Everything in Mother, you're right. Chatzkele didn't have. A Basa da Avikabe. Once they started to cleave to the Avodah Zarah, even though it was for different reasons, they became idol worshippers. Rashi, B'nei Mizrachayim, Mashma Shayelem Gaguin Alem, Ka'adon Shal Gaguin Abnoi. You have pangs of yearning for your son. Uvizorim remembered, then they give a krecht. That's how they felt when they lost their Avodah Zarah. Basaliku achash and skashir ba me'atzman tokvachi basan aleim. Once they got attached. So same thing. Vaytosh ma, we learn nosati pigreichim. I'll place your pigodim. I'll pigreig lechem on top of the broken piece of Avodah Zarah. Omer, a famous story, a sad story. Omer. Eliyahu Hatzadik, strange way of naming him. Let's see what it says here at the bottom. Nothing. Omru Eliyahu Hatzadik. Is this Eliyahu Hanavi? Who's Eliyahu Hatzadik? There is an opinion, Chidor writes, that Eliyahu was an Amida who lived for a very long time. Because when did we call Eliyahu Eliyahu Tzadik? He's really Eliyahu Novi. So this might be somebody else. He walked around this amongst the hungry kids in Yerushalayim. He found a child, Shaytafuach. Umutlbash was lying there and he was completely, you know, covered with dust. Where you come from? I come from this family, an illustrious family. Anybody left there besides you? No. I'm the only one. If I teach you one thing that you can live with. Atulamad, will you learn it? Amalehenya, of course. Amale Emoy Bechol Yom. Say every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekein, Hashem Lechad. That's all you have to do. If you say, you pledge your allegiance, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lechad, you will live. It's amazing, yeah. Amalei, so the kid said, Has! Shut up. Shalayla Haske. Don't you dare mention God's name. Don't you dare mention B'Shem Hashem. Shalayimdu Avivimah. Don't teach me the name of a God that my parents didn't teach me. Miyad, what was his reaction? Hoitzi Yirose Mecheke, took out his geshke from his bosom. Umechapke umenashke. He embraced it and he kissed it. Ad shenivke krisei v'nafle Yirose la'aretz. Till his stomach exploded, he didn't eat for a long time. And then his geshke fell out of his hands. V'nafle hu, Allah, and he fell on top of that idol. V'kayim ha'shenem, and this is what the pasuk says. V'nasati pigreichem al pigre gilulechem. So the kasha, you said that they had no feeling for it. Look what this kid did here. Everything marim. This is after the Chachila got attached to it. Rashi has stoik, silence. K'may v'yas kolav hishtikum. Yolav kolav, calm them down. Or he shut them all up. He calmed them down. Wow. Try to picture this.